Under tight security, military and national security officers last night escorted the ousted Sudanese leader, his former deputy Bekri Hassan Saleh, former Defense Minister Abdulrahim Muhammad Hussein, leaders of the Popular Congress Ali Al-Haj and Ibrahim Al-Sunusi to Kobar prison after they spent nearly a year at Aliya Military Hospital in Omdurman. Al-Bashir and other individuals were granted permission by the Sudan's High Court in April last year to be hospitalized after defense lawyer petitioned the court to allow the defendants receive medical care under supervision. Some Sudanese activists posted on social media video clips showing the former president appearing to be in good health, visiting other patients in the army hospital. The videos sparked widespread controversy over Bashir's illness. At the same time, some civil society activists said the court was playing games, not taking seriously the criminal charges against al-Bashir. Bashir's defense lawyer Abdul Basit Sabdurat confirmed to South Sudan in Focus this morning that his client and four other individuals were taken back to Kobar prison. He said Bashir's health condition is still unpredictable and could worsen in prison.
They were informed immediately that there is an order for them to be taken back to the prison. They were not given enough time. Immediately after 30 minutes, they were taken away.
Al-Bashir is being tried on charges related to the fatwa and killing demonstrators. Earlier this week, Sudanese military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan strongly advised supporters of al-Bashir's now defunct National Congress Party against getting the army involved in politics again.
I am warning all those who want to tarnish the image of the army and send a special message to members of the National Congress Party and the Islamic movement that they should distance themselves from the army, stay away from the Sudan Armed Forces.
Abu Bakr Abdurazik, a member of the Islamic Popular Congress Party, says al-Burhan's appear to be under serious pressure from the international community to allow a civilian-led government to move forward. He says sending Bashir and his allies back to Kobar prison is al-Burhan's attempt to win the confidence of the international community and Sudanese citizens.
I believe al-Burhan is facing a lot of pressure, especially from the Quartet Group and the United States, in addition to the head of the UN in Sudan, Volker Perthes, and the U.S. ambassador to Sudan, who have been making a lot of political moves in the country in recent days.
Volker Perthes, who heads the United Nations Interim Transitional Assistance Mission in Sudan, or UNITAMS, has been mediating between the army and different civilian groups to reach a political settlement in the country. U.S. Ambassador John Godfrey, who assumed his post in Khartoum in August, has been actively meeting with various civilian political parties in an attempt to untangle the political deadlock in Sudan. Sudanese political analyst Muhammad Abdullah Wedabouk says al-Bashir's return to prison is part of the warning by al-Burhan for Islamists to stay away from the army.
This is an indirect message to those who are reaching out to him in recent days over a political compromise through the army. I think the decision is timely given the current political situation in Sudan.
Al-Bashir faces 5 charges of crimes against humanity, 2 charges of war crimes, and 3 charges of genocide in the International Criminal Court. The charges related to allegations of murder, extermination, forcible transfer, torture, and attacks on the civil population, including pillaging and rape committed between 2003 and 2008. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.